Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh. In this audio lesson, I'll talk about confessional poetry and confessional poets. Now, what is confessional poetry? See, confessional poetry is basically a style of poetry where the author reveals many of his or her private or intimate experiences. And see, confessional poetry is not the same as, let's say, poetry that refers to autobiography or autobiographical elements. It's not the same as that. For example, if you read William Wordsworth's Tintern Abbey, or you know the poems of Coleridge, for example, Dejection, an ode. Even these poems contain references to their life, their experiences, but they cannot be termed as confessional poetry. Because whatever they are referring to are not very personal. Yes, personal, but not very personal. Not very intimate. Whereas confessional poetry would reveal even the intensely personal moments. Even the painful perceptions and feelings which a poet or a writer might have had. And Robert Lowell of America is regarded as a pioneer who actually started confessional poetry. You know, particularly his work Life Studies, which came out in 1559. And that deals with the facts and intimate mental and physical experiences of the poet's own life. But even before Robert Lowell in England, you know, if we have examples of Thomas de Quincey, you know, whose work called Confessions of an English Opium Eater, you know, that came out in 1822. That can also be regarded as confessional, because in this poem, you know, the writer describes his life and his also gradual addiction to drug taking or opium. And other poets who can be or whose works can be regarded as being confessional are Allen Ginsberg, then Sylvia Plath, then Annie Sexton, then John Berryman, and of course Robert Lowell. And since I mentioned Sylvia Plath was the wife of Ted Hughes. And there is a famous novel by Sylvia Plath, The Bell Jar. Okay, The Bell Jar. But this novel she wrote using a pseudonym. Means it was not published under her own name, but you know, using the name of Victoria Lucas. Okay, Victoria Lucas is her pseudonym. And Sylvia Plath ultimately committed suicide. And the reasons of her suicide are not very clear, but it is said that, you know, because of her painful relationship with her husband, Ted Hughes, she might have committed suicide. And, you know, in her works, you know, there are a lot of mentions of her personal life, including references to her troubled marriage, you know, with Ted Hughes. So, her poetry can be regarded as being confessional. And as I said, other writers like Allen Ginsberg, Annie Sexton, John Berryman, these are also good examples of confessional poets. So, as a recap, what is it that makes confessional poetry confessional? It relates to very intimate moments. It reveals even the most personal of experiences, which generally nobody would try to reveal. After that, you know, there is going to be startling detail about those experiences. It might also reveal sexual experiences, mental anguish, illness, suicidal tendencies, experience during drug addiction, you know, just as we have Thomas de Quincey's Confessions of an English Opium Eater. So, in confessional poetry, the subject matter is very personal, very intimate, and it is not limited to broad references to one's own life or broad references about childhood or adulthood. Not broad references, very detailed references and intimate, you know, moments are described.